Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The second Sunday of Lent. Today's theme, Light in Our Darkness. In this Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 9, verses 28b to 36, we see Jesus reveal the uncreated light of his true identity, and we hear the Father say, "This is my chosen Son. Listen to him." We experience Christ's deepest identity every time we listen to him and allow the Holy Spirit to enlighten our understanding of his words and guidance. By listening to him, we let his uncreated light consume the darkness that still lingers within us. Then the people around us experience more of him because they meet him in us, in our actions, in our compassion, in our forgiveness. This is evangelization. Lent is a time of concentrating on our need for Christ to shed his light into our areas of darkness. When we let Jesus enlighten us so that we repent, seeking and receiving forgiveness and the Holy Spirit's power to change, we become more like Christ. We shine more brilliantly with him, and we enter more fully into his ministry of redeeming the world. Although there is suffering in this ministry, we know that the pain of Good Friday is always followed by the victory of Easter. It's in the trials and sacrifices of life, our own crucifixions, where our holiness changes the world. Do we dare follow Jesus all the way to Calvary? It's the only way to get to Easter. Our trials are his blood being shed again. Our pains are his pains. We're already on the cross with Jesus. So why not embrace this extreme intimacy with him for the sake of those who scourged us and betrayed us? By loving those who don't love us, forgiving those who mistreat us, and working hard to replace evil with the kingdom of God, we reveal the light of Christ to those who live in darkness. Here are some questions for your personal reflection. Think of a redemption you've experienced, an area of darkness in your life that Jesus shed his light upon when he inspired you to repent. How has this change increased your holiness? What is he inviting you to change now? Something that's been difficult to look at or hard to overcome? What would you like to hear from Jesus that would help you turn this darkness into holiness? After you figure it out, take this to the sacrament of reconciliation. Why is the passion of Christ your passion? What crosses are you carrying that you hope will help Christ redeem the world from sin and darkness? How does your cross purify your own holiness?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.